Reish Talichet Sif Gimel Dalet Hey Vav Machlokes Shemasek Lahavdil Ein Tzarich Levak Mipri Agofen Al Kreshel Avdol Vishem Shetzarech. If somebody's in the middle of Shal Shudis and he made a Mipri Agofen already earlier, then it's Machlokes Apeskim whether you have to make a Brei Pri Agofen on the Havdalah, and Lamaisa to Machlekes. If you do not make a Brei Pri Agofen, then there's no problem whatsoever to make Havdalah in the middle of the Suda. However, if you did make a Brei Pri Agofen, then there's a Machlekes here, it's a Stam Yishem, whether or not you make a Brei Pri Agofen on the Havdalah, or do we say no, you're Yaisu with the Brei Pri Agofen that you made earlier on in the Suda? Mishra Brura said, we saw in Shal Shudis, that there is an Indian to make a Brei Pri Agofen in the middle of Shal Shudis. Therefore, somebody that didn't make a Brei Pri Agofen, there's a shaila whether or not he should make a Brei Pri Agofen on Havdalah or not. I saw in Shmishas Kachasa, Shlomo Zalman Kleres, he says, I don't really know what the suffix is over here. It's a question that you should have to make a Brei Pri Agofen. You see me by Leila Seder, every kais is it's a new bracha, it's a new Indian. Therefore, even though you made a Brei Pri Agofen before, and then each kais is a new mitzvah, so if you have to make a new bracha over here, very good that you made a Brei Pri Agofen in your Suda, now you're making a Havdalah, it's a new bracha, it's a new mitzvah, for sure you should have to make a new bracha. La'alach la'mayis mishapur pasuk is not that way. And he says, it's a suffix, and therefore you should really stay away from trying to do this in Mova Suda if you made a Brei Pri Agofen. If you did not make a Brei Pri Agofen, there's no problem to make Havdalah. However, if you did make a Brei Pri Agofen and you have to make Havdalah, do not make a new Brei Pri Agofen on the Havdalah. Now, we should just bear in mind that this halacha, and halacha dalid, it says, when you're stopping all the Suda to make Havdalah, then when you bench afterwards, you're not going to see Ritzeh anymore, because it's ready after Shabbos. Therefore, we're talking about where you made, it's ready, came nighttime. You're not making Havdalah in the middle of the day. It's ready nighttime, so therefore once you already made Havdalah, then the halacha is that you do not say Ritzeh in benching, because it's already considered after. It is after, and therefore you don't make a ritzei. Now, somebody that forgets sif vav, sif hey, somebody that eats before Havdalah, he's still allowed to be mavdal afterwards. Now we saw that if he did not say atachan antanu, and he ate before Havdalah, in such a case we'd have to go back and daven again if he'd already davened. However, if the guy didn't daven ukadema and he's going to say afterwards, that's okay. He's still mavdil afterwards. Sivav, somebody that is not mavdil on Matzah Shabbos, for whatever reason that he's not mavdil, either because it's too late so before he went to sleep beforehand, or because he didn't have wine, or because he forgot, or whatever the reason is, then he has up until the end of Tuesday, Shkia on Tuesday, to be mavdil. However, any time that you're not being mavdil on Matzah Shabbos, you do not make a Berchas Berir Meir Ha'esh and a Berir Minei V'Samim. Therefore, you just start with the etzem. You can start just from the bracha, like you do on Matzah Shabbos of Matzah Yantiv. I presume that the minig is to yes start from the beginning, Inikel Yeshuasi. However, it's really only psukim. It doesn't really have to do with whether you say it or not. You eat the Saivisai, and you made a Brei Pri Agofen. You start with Brei Pri Agofen, it's the Iker Havdalah. With regard to Matzah Yantif, that's a big machlekes as to what to do if somebody did not. He lives way up north, I don't know, in England, one of these places. And Yantif's out very late. And half that family went to sleep already before Yantif was out. So the shaila is, can you make a Havdalah afterwards? The reason why we stay late till Tuesday to make Havdalah is because that's still shaykh to the previous week. It's considered after Shabbos. However, with regard to Yantif, you don't have that swara, because we're not being mistaken to Shabbos Bechal. Therefore, Bikivagar says you do not have the same 3 days. However, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is Bimachriya, that you're allowed to be Mavdil the following day, even though you don't have 3 days, the following day you would be allowed to be Mavdil. Pashas, because I didn't see Bikivagar inside, he says as far elsewhere that the Yoyim is Helech Achar Alayla, and they were considered that day. They were still considered after Yantif. And therefore you would be at least till the following Shki you'd be allowed to, After that, Bapashis, you would not be allowed to make a Havdalah.